From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Lillian Trasher, The Greatest Wonder in Egypt, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Danger in the Darkness. Lillian Trasher counted heads one more time, gasping as she placed her hand on the head of the last child. How could it be? She agonized. Two of the toddlers were missing. Her heart thumped as she realized they must have been left behind. I must go and rescue the two missing children. Make sure everyone stays in here, Lillian said as she turned to Wadea, one of her older girls. And don't let anyone in. I'll knock three times when I get back.
Get back? Wailed the teenager. Mama, you can't go out there. You'll be killed. Please stay here. What will we do without you?
God will protect me. I must go. I must rescue my babies, Lillian said as she gathered up her skirt. Pray for me and for the babies. They mustn't make a sound. Lillian paused when she reached the door of the old brick kiln in which she was hiding with the 107 children from her orphanage. Bang, bang. Two bullets hit the bricks outside as she hesitated. She waited another 30 seconds. She heard yelling in the distance and then more gunfire.
Now is my chance, Lillian told herself. God help me to find the children and get back alive, she prayed as she drew the bolt on the door and slipped outside.
It was a moonlit night, one she would normally have enjoyed. Tonight, however, in Asyut, Egypt, in 1919, every shadow seemed ominous, every cracking twig a threat. Lillian inched her way noiselessly toward the main dormitory building.
How could they have been left behind? She wondered as she crept along.
Each child in the orphanage had an older girl who watched over the younger child, and Lillian insisted the children practice emergency drills once a month. Now, when it really mattered, something had gone wrong. One of the girls must have panicked and simply run for her life. Lillian could not blame her. It was one thing to practice a drill, but quite another to see strange men, rifles cocked, storming the gates of your home. The school bell had rung, and the children, widows, and staff had less than 2 minutes to run for the old brick kiln, the closest secure structure to the orphanage. What's done is done, Lillian said to herself as she fumbled for the keys to the door. She looked out across the Nile River to Asyut, where parts of the city were ablaze. Orange flames reflected off the surface of the river, making it appear to be on fire as well. Just then the key turned in the lock, and Lillian breathed a quick prayer as she ran in.
God help me find the missing children before the intruders do.
Inside the orphanage, Lillian raced upstairs, flinging open each door and frantically searching rooms for signs of life. Finally, she spotted them, two little girls huddled in a corner of a crib, whimpering.
Shh, Lillian said as she scooped up one girl in each arm and sprinted for the door.
Mama needs you to be very quiet, she told them as she locked the door behind her and took a deep breath.
Now she had to make it safely back to the brick kiln, this time carrying two toddlers. She adjusted the weight of the children on her hips and began running. A cloud was now covering the moon, and the night sky was pitch black. Lillian breathed a sigh of relief. The intruders might have guns, but Lillian had an advantage over them because she knew every inch of the property in light and darkness. About 50 yards from the building, Lillian's blood froze. She heard someone yelling after her.
Stop! Stop!
Lillian kept running.
English! English!
The man called this time.
Over here!
Lillian heard another shout in the darkness, and then the sound of running feet.
Crack. Lillian felt a burst of hot air near her right ear. Her hands shook as she realized it must have been a bullet. They were shooting at her. Instinctively, she dived for the ground, trying to protect the toddlers from the impact. As Lillian rolled sideways into a shallow irrigation ditch, a searing pain stabbed her ankle. She had twisted it. Pushing all thoughts of the pain aside, Lillian turned her attention to the children. Gently, she placed a hand over each child's mouth to let the children know they must keep quiet. One sound now and they would be discovered and shot. She silently thanked God for the irrigation ditch, which provided cover from the bullets and gave them a place to hide. Every sense in Lillian's body was alert as she lay in the ditch. Two sets of footsteps marched closer, stopping about 10 yards from her.
"She has to be here somewhere,"
a voice said in Arabic.
"I'm hoping I'm the one to shoot her,"
a second voice interjected.
"Egypt does not need meddling English women."
Lillian heard him spit on the ground. "These men from the north think I'm English," Lillian thought as a chill ran down her spine. Egypt was rebelling against their British overlords, trying to rid the land of everything English. But Lillian was not English. She was an American. The Egyptians had nothing against Americans, but so much hatred had been stirred up in the past several months that these Egyptian men might kill anyone who was a foreigner. The little girl in Lillian's right arm whimpered, and the men stopped talking. Lillian held her breath and wiggled still farther down into the bottom of the irrigation ditch. She was afraid the men would hear the loud beating of her heart. Just then, a booming voice called to the two men.
"Everyone over here!"
The men hesitated for a moment and then slung their rifles over their shoulders and walked away. Lillian held her breath as the sound of the men's footsteps receded. The men were heading away from the kiln toward the Nile River. Lillian let out a sigh of relief. She waited a full minute after the men had disappeared completely into the darkness before she took her hands away from the children's mouths. She clambered out of the irrigation ditch and set out for the old brick kiln as quickly as she could. Her twisted ankle sent bolts of pain all the way up her right side, but Lillian willed herself forward. Within minutes, she was safely inside the thick walls of the old kiln, surrounded by all her children, who were relieved and delighted at her safe return. As she caught her breath, Lillian wondered what her friends back home in the United States would think if they could see her now. True, she had told them she was coming to serve the Egyptian people, but she never imagined that one day she would be dodging bullets and willingly risking her own life to save two orphan children. Nothing in her childhood or teenage years had given Lillian any hint of the adventurous life that lay ahead.